You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government began the week celebrating a dominant lead in the first news poll since the last election. But it was a different story that led the headlines on Monday. Former Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce calling for an increase in the New Start unemployment allowance in an unconventional way. The member for New England, who earns $211,000 a year, appearing on newspaper front pages, saying he's struggling to make ends meet. A claim he had to play down later that day.
I am not skint. We are not handing the can around. What I'm trying to show is that obviously in circumstances in anybody's life you get a greater sense of empathy. Nothing like what people on Newstart are going through. That's incredibly important.
The Prime Minister rejected calls from Mr. Joyce and the opposition to increase the unemployment allowance.
I will not engage in the unfunded empathy of the Labor Party, Mr. Speaker. I will not go out, as the Labor Party did at the last election, pretending they're going to do something about Newstart, but they won't tell Australians how much you're going to increase it by, how much is that going to cost, and how are they going to pay for it, Mr. Speaker.
Liberal MP Angus Taylor was the main target of the opposition. The Energy Minister came under scrutiny over his interest in a family company linked to an investigation into alleged illegal land clearing. It's been reported the Minister met with environment officials in 2017 while they were investigating the company he partially owns for allegedly poisoning endangered grasslands. The government had released a letter claiming the Minister's actions were in the interests of his constituents and not himself. Labor Environment spokesperson Terry Butler questioned Mr. Taylor on his involvement.
Is the single alleged EPBC breach referenced in that letter the alleged poisoning of critically endangered grassland on the Minister's land?
The environment is not my portfolio responsibility. I have no idea how you would expect me to answer that question. But this is the ongoing contempt and disdain you show for the farmers of this country.
A push for an inquiry into the allegations failed by one vote in the Senate. The Department of Home Affairs also came under scrutiny over its alleged relationship with Crown Casinos. A Nine Network investigation detailed alleged special arrangements between the gaming company and the Department of Home Affairs to fast-track the processing of visa approvals for international guests. The Attorney General Christian Porter announced an inquiry into the matter.
All of the matters that have been raised in recent days in the media have now been referred by me to the Australian Commissioner for Law Enforcement Integrity.
That response didn't win over the crossbench, who came together to call on the government to establish a federal independent commission against corruption. Independent MP Andrew Wilkie slammed the major parties for their reluctance to strengthen the integrity watchdog.
Both the government and the opposition are completely and utterly out of step with the public on this issue. The public, the community, is demanding an effective integrity commission with real teeth.
An independent Senator Jackie Lambie warned she may pull her support for government legislation if her demands aren't met.
We have a problem with politicians, what I believe, being bought, and it's been a problem for a long time. I spent 20 months on the sideline, and I can tell you, from the people in Tasmania, they do not trust anyone out here. It has hit the lowest ebb I have ever seen it in a trust in politicians.
The government spent the final days before the midwinter break trying to play down renewed claims of a women issue in the Liberal Party. The matter was raised in the wake of the 2018 leadership spill, when female MPs Julia Banks and Anne Soutomalis spoke out over the alleged bullying behaviour of some male Liberals. Now sexual assault claims have been made by three female Liberal staffers who said the party had no process to deal with such complaints. Following a federal executive meeting, Liberal President Nick Greiner announced a new dispute resolution process and code of conduct will be rolled out across the party by the end of the year. The new recommendations were welcomed by Federal Vice President Karina Okotel.
I think we've had a really productive discussion around the importance of ensuring that people can make complaints if there are any issues that they feel they need to air, and that that can be dealt with in a comprehensive way.
But Dania Marney, one of the staffers to air allegations of sexual assault, says the proposals don't go far enough.
I think it's just a hoax. I do not believe for one moment that this announcement signals some cultural change unless I'm provided with concrete proof. And given that I've been ignored by my party, I don't see that that's forthcoming.
A review into claims of bullying in the Liberal Party is due later this year.